This is it, the ultimate wellness show just for you. Wellness for Life Radio with Dr. Suzanne Bennett.
Ever wonder how much of a part of your hormones and endocrine system plays in the mood, in your mood and health of you as well as your partner? Right? Partner's well-being. Now, hormones are not just about how it revs up your sex life or how it's responsible for your PMS, premenstrual symptoms. They actually play a huge role in our overall, in how we function day-to-day. And my next guest is dedicated to helping women rebalance their hormones with nutritional and lifestyle changes. She is here to share her personal story and to guide you on how to keep your hormones in check and balance. Welcome to the show, founder of the Hormones Balance Program, Magdalena Schlocke. Hello, hey, Magdalena. Hi. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me. So exciting to be here.
I'm so happy you're here too, Magdalena. And, you know, let's get down to the basics. Please tell the listeners exactly which hormones in a woman's body do we really want to focus?
You know, it's a great question. It's at the same time, you know, I like to think of the hormones like a big orchestra, right? Everything has to play right. And it really depends on a person. I think that the issue that I see a lot in my practice, and you probably see that too, is women having thyroid problems and pooped out adrenals. I think those are the biggest two issues that are going on right now. Thyroid, you know, your thyroid is out of whack when you start putting on weight. No matter what you do, you just can't lose weight, you know, and then you have things like your hair starts getting, you start losing hair, your hair starts getting really dry, skin getting really dry. I know you talked a lot about skin just recently. You know, you're talking about getting really fatigued no matter what you do, losing sense of enthusiasm for life. So that's the typical thyroid stuff going, feeling very cold. That's your thyroid really speaking. Unfortunately, very much underdiagnosed condition in this country because of very old lab ranges that we are using and incomplete testing for thyroid that most doctors unfortunately do. But you know, the second thing that I see is it's just our society really calling for that mentality of go, go, go. And you know, it's a wonderful thing that as women we have entered the workforce and we are as ambitious as men, and you know, we've got all that freedom and of doing these amazing things. But I think it comes at a price sometimes too. And I do see a lot of women just suffering from adrenal exhaustion. So that's, and here we're talking about, you know, if you're experiencing things like you can't go to sleep at night, you're feeling wired and tired, you're feeling very lightheaded when you get off the sofa, you're craving salty food or sweet food. Those are some of the main symptoms of adrenal exhaustion. So, yeah, I see a lot of that for them.
Absolutely. I mean, there's no doubt in modern times, not only just from the fact that we're going and going and having difficulty handling the stresses and having this exhaustion issues, we're also inundated with toxins in the air, what we eat, you know, and the chemicals. And these chemicals, everyone, they block the receptor sites. They block the receptor sites regarding your thyroid and your adrenals and the receptors in our brain. So that all of these whole communication between the body to the brain and the brain to the body gets all mixed up. You know, when it comes to thyroid and adrenal, I know that you've got a really great story. I'd love for you to share and talk about what was your journey in figuring out your hormone issues. And now you are helping thousands and thousands of women all around the world who suffer from the same problem. Can you share a little bit about your story?
Yeah, I'll make it really short because it is a long story. And, you know, one of the things that definitely I have to say is that my story has always been very complex. You know, there are some women who just get off gluten and get some, you know, resign from their job and get good quality sleep, and they bounce back really quickly. Mine has just been so complicated for such a long time. But in some ways, I'm grateful for that, because then I think that's where the opportunity comes for anybody to kind of reframe our own problems and health challenges, is to really ask, what can I learn from this? So, you know, for me, it really all started. We tell a story from the time of diagnosis, which was Graves' disease many years ago, probably about 20 years ago, which is an autoimmune condition that attacks the thyroid, causing the thyroid being hyperactive. And it's no fun to feel this way, because it just feels, imagine it's like driving a car with somebody pressing on your speed pedal and with you having no brakes. And that's how your body feels. But then 10 years later, you know, I bounced back, and instead of having Graves, I then developed Hashimoto's disease, which is an autoimmune disease that many women are suffering from, knowingly or unknowingly, that causes hypothyroidism. So this time around, you go to the other side of the spectrum of feeling really exhausted because now your thyroid is underperforming, feeling exhausted, start losing hair. And that was obviously my story. The only thing I did not have is that I did not have weight gain, because that's just not my thing, but a lot of women obviously suffer from that. You know, and I like to always talk about this time from Graves and Hashimoto's and then having adrenal exhaustion, because I did work in advertising for most of my life. And, you know, and I grew up in Asia, and so I worked in Hong Kong and Shanghai and Singapore. And, you know, and it was a phenomenal life. I worked on Fortune 100 brands, which are, you know, some of the most iconic brands you can work on. But that also came at a cost of working 12, 14 hours, being on the planes a lot of the time. I was doing strategic planning, and I was really good at it. But then the problem was that everybody wanted your time. And you know what it is like to be good at something, and everybody wants your time, right?
Mm.
And that came at a price. And so, and that price was called adrenal exhaustion, which I had no idea I had. All I knew was that I'll come home at 8 o'clock, and by 10 p.m., I'll be so wound up that I'll put on running shoes, and I'll go running in Shanghai, you know, for like a 10-kilometer run, 7-mile run. And then I come home, and I'll have to do a hot bath in order to calm myself down. You know, that's how wound up I was. And then you sleep really not deep enough, and you wake up tired, and then you've got, you know, then you're going to do these 2 cups of coffee to really bring you back up again so you can function and really absorb what's going on. You know, my turning point was just a sense of fatigue, resignation, real mood swings, and really feeling like I was not recognizing myself anymore. And that was my point where I realized, you know, this is something is not right. I was diagnosed with Hashimoto's. Interestingly, my TSH, T3, T4 numbers were all perfect. It's just my antibodies were in the thousands. And because of that, I was never put on any medication. And I had to figure it out myself, how to bring those antibodies down. And that was what has led me to giving up my job, going to nutrition school, setting up my own practice, and that's what I've dedicated pretty much my life to. You know, Hashimoto's, so I started off with Hashimoto's as a practice, and then I expanded it to all other hormonal conditions. One more thing I want to add on, you know, is that, like I mentioned in the beginning, all hormones are like this beautiful orchestra, and they really have to work together. What I didn't realize is that, you know, I thought I was really good. Like, my antibodies came down. I started feeling amazing. You know, my adrenal exhaustion I managed to get my cortisol to a really beautiful curve. It was no more all over the place. I was not the stage 2 fatigue anymore. It was all looking good, and I felt really, really good. But then, you know what? 4 years ago, I started losing hair. And I was like, what is going on here? Turns out, Suzanne, that because of, I was then diagnosed with estrogen dominance, so very thankful for having a great doctor who caught it. Having estrogen dominance and heavy metal toxicity, which I probably got from living in China for so many years, you know, and just eating pretty much off the street all the time. And, you know, and that's what was causing my hair loss. And so, again, embarked on the whole journey of understanding estrogen dominance, and you mentioned very rightly about the toxicity that we're surrounding ourselves with, a lot of times unknowingly, whether it's coming from skincare products, the stuff that we inhale, all these horrible, you know, air fresheners, that's like one of my pet peeves, really, the stuff that we inhale in our offices, unfortunately, as well. All of that stuff creates a lot of estrogenic toxicity. And, you know, and I managed to clear that out. It took me about a year and a half to really get rid of that. And, you know, and I have to tell you, I mean, I'm in a place of my life that I feel better as a 42-year-old woman that I felt when I was, you know, 24.
Right, right. I mean, we can all learn from your experience that everything, you have to look at it. You've got to look at it as not just your hormones. You've got to look at your lifestyle changes. As Magdalena talked about, the sleep, the environment, all the chemicals. To learn more about how you can take control of your hormones, visit Magdalena's website at drsuzanne.com/hormonesbalance. drsuzanne.com/hormonesbalance. As always, go to my Wellness for Life radio show on Radio MD.